Recently on Culture File, we heard from Lorcan O'Toole, who managed the Golden Eagle Reintroduction Project in Glenveagh National Park in County Donegal. And we're in the same environs now, though out by the shoreline, this time on Ballyness Bay in Falkara. Back before the hour changed when the water was warm, Culture File's Áine Gallagher met with Sean O'Guihean, a local of the bay, for a dusk walk on which Áine recorded a sightseeing tour for your ears.
Balia on Asa, the townland of the waterfall. That's how it gets its name. And the waterfall is at the place where the Tullahbegley River just comes into the bay here. So there's a very beautiful location there called the Bowen. And that's where it makes a waterfall and tumbles down into the bay itself. 5 years ago, it was declared a special area of conservation. There's a cormorant just taking off now, going off over the water. Swallows flying around the pier. Did you see any of them?
I did. There's a crab.
Oh, yes. And fish. Lots of crabs. Big crabs.
Did you get any?
No, we're just looking at
fishing.
We're passive
just looking.
We're passive fishermen.
I saw like 12.
There's midges up with us if you want to go up and get eaten. Oh, sure,
you're in Glenveagh. That's why you're down here, you're kind of fleeing the...
Fleeing the midgie regime.
Uh-huh.
Any crack?
What do you think about Ballyness Bay and the fish trestles they're going to put out here?
Oh, fuck that.
It's a disaster,
they're not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. They're pretty alert unless they're stopped.
It's too beautiful, huh?
Would this be a similar ecological community to other bays like it in Ireland?
There's not too many places like this. This is a huge sea inlet with just one very small, you know, entrance as you look out over towards Torrey there. It's called the Bar Mouth. The tide comes in through that very narrow channel and fills this huge bay. It's a mile or two wide in each direction, so it's a huge sheet of shallow water that's tidal. So when the tide's out, there are these great big sandbanks. And that's when you'll see the seals, they'll haul out onto the sandbanks. But the amazing thing about it all, this entire system, this dune system, it's dynamic, it's moving all the time. So the water and the wind are constantly changing the shape of where the sand lies. So the bay is constantly shifting and so are all the sand dunes. They say it's one of the most unique and in the best quality condition of all the dune systems in Western Europe.
Did you see them?
Yeah.
There's loads of them.
I don't know what we're going to do with them.
So sloke is very popular local seaweed that people use. It's the Donegal version of nori, you know, that sort of green stuff that the Japanese use. It's kind of brown looking when you collect it, and then it goes green when you cook it. There's a cormorant fishing at the moment. He's sort of dunking down in the water and popping back up. He's just come down again there. Apparently there's 20 shellfish aquaculture licenses being considered at the moment, which would really change the whole nature of the bay from this wildlife sanctuary, this biodiversity sanctuary. They say that the Pacific oyster naturalizes after it's been kept in an area for so long, and so it eventually colonizes and effectively becomes an invasive species. The Minister for the Marine will consider protecting the bay and putting the biodiversity of the place first. And that the idea and the principle of a special area conservation actually means something, has some purchase. So a huge amount of people get, you know, a kind of spiritual value from a place like this that is very difficult to quantify.
What do you see, Callum?
I thought there might be chops over on the dune on the other side. Just, you know, the way they jump around.
There's a flock of...
Yeah, that's wild spinach there. Sea spinach.
Oh,
right.
That's edible.
Right.
Sea spinach, yeah.
Quite fleshy, isn't it?
That's a relation of the spinach that we eat.
And it's sweet, too.
Yeah.
Mmm. Lovely and sweet.
I guess I'll try it. We're all trying it.
But, look at that for an evening.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We've got up to the high point.
That's, yeah.
location.
We've got a location. Did you hear that? Was that a curlew we heard? Or an oyster catcher? I think they're wrens in the wind bushes. You can just hear the very gentle roar of the sea. You can see now that a lot of the sand is starting to be exposed by the retreating water in the bay. You can see more of the sandbars that naturally form. And you get these rivulets of water draining out between them. Great big sheet of water that's reflecting the sun and the sky. It's like a giant mirror. Like, how could they ever wreck this?
I know. It's one of the most beautiful bays in the country. I mean,
yeah.
We've all been to Galway and Kerry and so on, but really, that in particular is hard to beat. At low tide, it's even, if anything, more beautiful with all the channel.
It's a type of offence on the innocence of nature that really is not necessary. And that kind of scarring of innocence is also the scarring of some spiritual value that's really important to people, which is this beautiful landscape that we cherish and want to protect.
Seán Ó Gcuihín there, looking down on Ballinas Bay. Áine Gallagher was the reporter.